This is the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at Tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you. It's me. We are less than an hour away from our most popular feature. It's Be Funny. Be Funny is coming up. That's where you can call in here and you'll have 10 seconds minimum to prove that you're funny. And people do it with jokes, frequently vulgar, sometimes racist or sexist, jokes about Crips and Tards, jokes that are just vulgar, disgusting. Oh, yeah. That all happens. We have people calling in with impressions, parody songs, and more. It's all coming up less than an hour from right now. Be funny. And I am sitting here in northern Santa Barbara County this weekend in Los Angeles and all of Southern California. And we're going to get pounded with rain, just pounded. And the rain has, as I'm doing the show live, the rain has already begun here. It is absolutely pouring out there. And so if you can imagine me sitting in here, all cozy, I had a hot cup of freshly made coffee, I have a candle, and I'm looking out the window at acres and acres of green grass, and we're being pelted with a rain shower right now, pelted. So I'm all cozy in here and just enjoying doing the show very much. This is the ultimate cozy situation. Sitting in here, all warm, candle lit, looking out at the rain. Incredible. Anyway, glad you're here. Great time to be sitting talking with you. And in this segment of the program, we are talking about transgendered people. That Chelsea Manning got its sentence commuted by President Obama. And that, of course, puts the face of a transgendered individual right there at the top of the news. And so I wanted to find out from you how you feel about transgenders. Men who used to be women, women who used to be men, how do you feel about that? And do you think that people who are transgender should have rights relating to being transgender? You know, should they be able to sue an employer because they didn't get the job? They didn't get the job because somebody said, what are you, a guy? No, 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 no. Doesn't hire you. Should you be able to sue that person? And more. Here's the phone number. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-866. Carlos in New York City. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Carlos. How about you?
I'm doing all right. This is a fascinating topic. It always seems to get people very emotional. It's not a topic that people are neutral about, I've noticed.
They're not only not neutral about it, a lot of people are very angry about it.
Yeah. So I have some thoughts I want to sort of share with you and your audience. I don't think very many people are going to agree with me, but that's what this show is for, right?
Of course.
Well, first of all, I wanted to give you a quick heads up. Since you are an employer in California, there is the Gender Non-Discrimination Act that was passed in 2012 in California. So if Gary wants to show up with his bass voice and address tomorrow, you legally cannot discriminate against him, and you got to let him wear that dress.
Yay.
So that's all.
I'm not sure you're right about that in one aspect. I think your company has to have more than a certain number of employees for that to
be. That might be the case. I don't know about that. You might be right about that. But in any event, I just wanted to let you know that it definitely is a California law.
But what I'm saying is, though, our company has 5 employees.
Right. So maybe your example.
I don't
know about that.
I'm not a company that small.
Yeah, I'm not an expert. I don't know. Might be exempt. But yeah, I think this transgender issue is kind of suffering from the same problem that I would say the Democratic Party is suffering from, which is the representation in the media and the image in the public eye is not great. When people think of the Democratic Party lately, they're thinking of Hillary Clinton, and even the people who voted for Hillary in this election, most of them probably didn't really even like her. She wasn't a great representative for the left, for progressives, but she was the face of the party, and we kind of had to deal with it. I think when you look at transgender people, who's in the news, who's making waves in the media, it's, for example, Chelsea Manning. And right away, you've got emotions mixed up with the whole patriotism and whether or not it's right to leak information that affects national security like that mixed up in the mix. Or you got, Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner. And let's be real, Caitlyn Jenner is not what you would call a passable transsexual. Is basically
not
looks
even
like
close.
A dude's address.
Of course.
Yeah, so I think people instantly think of those, impressions that they've got in the media, and they're like, fuck that, I'm not interested. Or the whole thing about, you got to let dudes in the ladies' bathroom at Target, that became an issue. But I think that if you set aside the negative media representation, if you set aside, these celebrities or popular media figures and just look at it, it's like the guy in the previous call said, he went on at great length about, being from the Midwest, from corn-fed American goodness, and he didn't sound too pleased. But at one point he did say, they are a human being. And that's kind of where I come from. They're human beings. And I think if you look at the
Well, you know what? The murderers are human beings. Child molesters are human beings.
See, let's be real clear. A person who decides to become a transsexual is not committing a crime against someone else. A murderer has committed a crime.
Right.
A pedophile has committed a crime. A transsexual has not committed a crime. They've just decided to do something that's way out there to, from the norm. They're doing something that's way.
Right, but there are people who do all kinds of things that are way out there. For example, let's take cross-dressers who are not transgendered individuals, okay?
No, they're not.
Cross-dressers.
Yeah.
Do you think they should have rights if they believe that they feel more comfortable dressing as women and they want to come into your office as men wearing women's clothing, women's makeup?
Yes.
No, they don't.
They have rights, bro. I
am not required to let people dress that way in the office.
You are. I worked in California some time ago, and the office had more employees than 5. So, like you said, I don't know if this is something that applies to everyone, but we definitely, when that law was passed, we had to go through training, and when you work at a big corporation, they put you through these simulated scenario trainings, like for sexual harassment and stuff, and you got to give the right response. And one of the scenarios we went through in training, everybody in the company had to do it, was, how would you react if and they used extreme cases like I said, Gary, it's man's man right there, rolling up tomorrow in a dress, how would you react? And the reaction is you got to have no reaction, and that's the law now.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to find Adam Sachs. We're going to find Adam, and I'm going to ask him this question because you're not an attorney and I'm not an attorney.
Yeah,
and,
we
may believe the law is something, but it
But I just
I don't believe what you're saying is true.
Well, I
understand what your experience was. But your company may have handled it wrong. Now, you're not an attorney. Maybe your boss wasn't an attorney.
That's possible.
So we don't know if that's the law or not.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I was told. So, you know, again, it could be wrong. But getting back to your main point, do they, you know, are they deserving of rights, everything else? I say yes on all of it, just across the board. And I really don't think it's as big a deal as people are making it out to be.
What if somebody wants to wear a shirt to the office that says, fuck you? Do I have the right to tell them they can't wear that to the office?
Yeah, now we're talking about, something that affects someone else. That's
well, it does, but the point is this stuff all affects someone else. I may have customers who don't want to be served by a man in a dress.
Right.
I may have customers who don't want to be served by a woman with an Adam's apple.
Right. Yeah, I know people are not comfortable, and I told you when I came on the line, I didn't think that you would agree, and I don't think most of your audience will agree, but I'm saying this. If you look at where society was back when homosexuals were just as considered just as disgusting and revolting to the mainstream, it was just as difficult for them to gain acceptance. And then once they did,
but I think the difference is, we have laws to protect people according to their race,
yeah,
their ethnicity,
yeah,
their gender,
yeah.
You're born with these, okay?
Right.
And so, to me, the way you are born, if that's the way you are born, then I believe you have human rights. But you weren't born wearing a shirt that says "fuck you." And you weren't born with a penis if you're a girl. And you weren't born with a vagina if you're a man.
Yeah.
And so, to me, that's where the line is drawn.
Yeah, I guess I have a different view on it. I think it's made out to be a much bigger issue than it is. And I think because, we live in this society where the media's role is transforming rapidly. And the media is fighting to survive. Radio is going down the tubes. Traditional newspapers and magazines are going down the tubes. And it's all about getting clicks on the internet. You surf a website, and down at the bottom, there's those ads that just have the most ridiculous pictures. And it's clickbait to try to get you click on an ad. One simple trick to make your penis 10 inches long or whatever. And I think the news media loves these transgender stories because they generate clicks, they generate outrage, and they get people to go on the websites. But I don't think it's that big a deal. It's a lot of work to become a transsexual person. They got to have surgery. It's expensive. A lot of times it's not covered by their insurance. They face
rejection. What about the rights of an individual who owns a business? I mean, do we have any rights?
You're asking me two questions. I just want to finish my thought and then I'll answer that one. But I don't think there's going to be a huge wave of people suddenly becoming transgender. I think that it's not a trend. It's not a fad. I think these people have always existed and they always will exist. And recognizing their rights is not going to change anything much. Other than improving their lives.
You say recognizing their rights. These rights currently do not exist.
Well, I think the right to be employed in a job other than sex.
You don't have a right to be employed. Have a right to be employed. You have a right to not be discriminated against according to race, religion, ethnicity, gender, handicap, or sexual orientation, meaning gay or lesbian.
Yeah, and I got to add sexual identity to that list.
Congress has to add it to the list. No, you don't add it to the list. Congress has to add it to the list.
Well, California has added it to the list. Ask your bro Dean to look it up right now. I'm not talking out of my butt on that one.
Well, again, As soon as we can, you know, he may be in a courtroom right now. As soon as we can get Adam Sachs on the phone, we're going to ask him that question.
I would. I definitely would. And I don't want to, Tom, I respect you greatly, and your show has been and is a lifeline for me in terms of maintaining my sanity, getting all this great advice. I mean, just yesterday I was listening to the replay. Some guy was talking about how to save money on Southwest airline tickets. I can't begin to tell you the positive effect that it's had. So I hesitated to make this call and to disagree with you on this, but I'm not disagreeing just to be an asshole or to say fuck you at all, but I just think that let's draw it to the other extreme. Let's say we had some hot looking woman that turns out all these years was a dude who was a media celebrity. Maybe it turns out Kim Kardashian was a dude all these years. I don't think people would be so upset about transgender rights. I think it's because they've got bad representatives in the media, you know, people who are just looking for publicity, like Caitlyn Jenner, who just wants publicity. I think that that's what causes a lot of people's negative reaction.
Well, again, you know, if Kim Kardashian turned out to have once been a man, people are already making money on clicks to see Kim Kardashian. So I'm sure people wouldn't complain. By the same token, if a 6'4" guy with an Adam's apple and lipstick came into my office, I'll find whatever excuse necessary to say, we'll keep your resume on file.
Yeah, but that's like saying gay people shouldn't have the right to come and work in your office because you don't want some dude to
It's not the same. Gay people were born gay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same. Gay people were born gay.
So we don't, I mean, are we saying that we don't allow people to change? Your whole show is about getting people to change in ways that are positive and productive and improving themselves. If everybody was stuck with how they were born.
But I also don't think employers should be forced to hire you if you are going to alienate customers or other employees.
Well, I would get on the other side of that and say, what if you have somebody who does a great job and doesn't alienate customers?
I'm never going to know, because if I can get away with it, I'm never going to hire them. That won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I have to say, well, that's a great resume, I'm going to keep that right here, we'll let you know, then that's what I'll say.
I will say this. The only two experiences I've had with this issue in the workplace are, number one, that whole training session I told you about at when I was working in California. And then out here in New York, I did work in one office with someone who did not declare that they were a transsexual. And I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that they were. And, you know, there was kind of a running joke.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to hire someone who looks like a transgender.
Right, but I want to get to the point, though. I worked with this person, and, you know, it was a lady with a deep voice, and there were people in the office who joked behind her back that she was probably a dude. But she did a very good job. She was extremely professional. She did not make an issue of her personal life choices at work at all. She never discussed. It's not like she came into work saying, oh, my God, let me tell you this about my personal life that you don't want to know, who I date, who I fuck. There was none of that. She just did the work, did a very good job, was relied upon by a lot of people in the office to get things done. And it just really, you know, like I said, people stick behind her and crack jokes. But as far as getting the work done.
But again,
done,
you realize the risk you're taking as the employer hiring somebody like that. Because if everybody's making these kinds of comments, and that person knows everybody's making these comments and is hearing about them or hearing them, that's a lawsuit that could very well happen.
Right, but
I don't want to be in that position. We don't even have women working here, you know, and there's a reason.
Yeah, if you don't want to be in that position and everybody else in your industry doesn't want to be in that position, then that person can't have a job doing their chosen profession.
That's not my problem. That's not my problem. My problem is making a profit.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to take a lot of shit for saying this publicly, that I'm on the side of the trannies, but I am on the side of the trannies. And the other thing I was going to say is the statistics about suicide and the statistics about mental health, it would be instructive to look up some of those for gay people back when gays were less accepted and when being homosexual was something that had to be hidden and kept secret, and
well,
see how they were doing.
I'll tell you what, when those numbers change, I'll reevaluate. But
yeah.
Somebody who needs more mental health services, is going to take more sick days, is more likely to kill themselves, I don't want them in my office.
Right, but I just want to say, it's difficult to say that it's because of their, is it because of their condition, or is it because of the
I don't care what the reason, you know, with car insurance, they know that young people get into more accidents, and therefore they charge them more for insurance.
Right.
Now, you could argue, well, is it really fair to say that the reason for the accidents is because someone is between 18 and 24 years old? The insurance company doesn't care if it's fair. They have actuaries who decide who is the biggest risk for accidents, and they pay the most for insurance. That's how it's done.
Yeah, youth is a condition that's cured over time. When they get older, they don't have as many accidents. And let's say that thing with the transsexual acceptance becomes normalized over time, and, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now, they don't commit suicide in such huge numbers because it's not such a big deal.
All right, then they should come back to my office with a resume when they're 50 years old, and I'll look at it.
What if they're hot and you don't know, Tom? What do you do then?
If I don't know and they don't tell me, then obviously I'm going to treat them like anyone else. But we haven't even hired women in the office.
Yeah. Well,
women who are women.
Yeah. I got to stick to my guns on this one. I'm not a fan of Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner. And I think a lot of that whole, you know, transition was publicity whoring, for lack of a better word, and I don't think that it's done transgendered people much of a favor. And I think pushing this stuff in the media and insisting that everyone, you know, worship them as though they have done something significant by changing their gender also doesn't do them favors. It leads to a lot of pushback. It leads to people, you know, in the people who would vote for Trump, those kind of people, people like the guy out there in the Midwest saying, fuck them, I don't want nothing to do with them. So I don't agree with that whole movement on the left that says, you know, we have to start referring to people by Z and Zer instead of saying she or he. And I think that's not been good. But I think that's completely separate from the question of human rights. And I think that somebody who...
Everyone doesn't get special human rights.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't. Everybody has the Bill of Rights.
I don't think they should have special rights. That's my whole point. I don't think there should be any special rights for them any different from anybody else. But by the same token, I don't think they should be discriminated against.
We discriminate against people all the time for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And there are people right now who won't hire someone to work for them because they oppose Donald Trump.
Right.
Now, that's discrimination, too, but it's legal discrimination.
Yeah.
You see? So there are reasons why people don't get hired for jobs.
Yeah,
and those people can't be sued, and their companies can't be sued.
Yeah, I still say it's a human rights question. And the last thing I want to say before I get off the line, let other people talk, Tom, is if you look at how they're treated in Thailand they don't really try to classify them as man or woman. They just call them a third gender, you know, transgender. They are who they are.
Well, when I live in Thailand, I'll live the way they live in Thailand, but I don't live in Thailand.
All right.
I live in the United States of America. I'm perfectly happy. Anybody who wants to go under the knife, have the changes made, great.
Yeah.
You won't be working for me. And that's it.
So basically, you would only hire a passable transgender person. That is to say, someone who had been taking hormones from an early age and had really good surgery, and it was impossible for you to tell, that's who you'd hire.
And they don't go around talking about it. In other words, I wouldn't know. If they announced that on their resume or...
Yeah.
In a job interview, I'm going to say, great resume here, Caitlin. I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, not announcing it. I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, the person never announces it. never refers to it, never brings
it up.
Well,
if I don't know it, I can't execute my plan here. But Carlos, 1 second. Hang on here. Ed, what did you want to say here to Carlos?
Jesus, God. Tommy, thank you so much for having me on the air, boss man.
Sure.
All right, hit me, Ed. I know you're not going to like it. Go ahead.
Let me put it this way for you, though. While you're talking about, I almost wanted to log off, man, just hearing you talking shit for so long, dude. Then don't take it personal, man. But we motherfucking, and you're talking about sticking to your guns. I don't know what kind of guns you be talking about, man. BB guns or pellet guns. I got real guns. I got big guns, dude. I mean, you can ask Dino, and he'll tell you about this shit, man. I got guns, and I don't talk about them. I ain't got a Facebook. There are a lot of motherfuckers who be posting guns and shit on Facebook or this and that, and they ain't real. I got real shit.
Yeah. You're talking about them now?
Say, what now? Nobody knows me, dude.
Now.
Nobody knows me. You don't even know what I have.
Yeah, you come on the phone talking about your guns.
No, but I'm telling you, I don't post about them. I don't talk about them.
I used to stick to my guns as a figure of speech. I wasn't referring to actual weapons.
Well, here's the thing. People do discriminate, dog. Let me give you an example, and you'll know who you're talking to. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Me and my mom.
Hey, I just want to be real clear. I'm on the phone here to give my opinion about human beings.
No, you ain't giving your opinion. You're arguing with Tom, dude.
I'm not here to take a bunch of shit from some.
You are going to take a whole bunch of shit because we do discriminate,
dog.
You're a bitch, dude. You're a pussy, motherfucker. You a pussy. Have you had your fucking penis turned to a fucking butterfly or what? Fuck you all the way down deep down my balls, motherfucker. Yeah. Come and fuck me, dog. Come and fuck me, fool.
Come on the phone talking about your guns. I can tell right away you're going to start talking shit.
And I want to talk about a whole lot of other things. Are you going to listen to what I got to tell you? I'm going to give you an example. This motherfucker, I was with my mom. We went to a hospital, dog. Hear me out, fool. We went to a hospital. There was an elevator. We got into. We were about to hit the fifth floor. You hear what I'm saying? And guess who the fuck do I see in the fucking elevator? I hit the button. The elevator opens up. I see a motherfucker tatted up essay, his whole head tatted like a motherfucker. My mom freaked out and I'm all suited up. And this fool's got a fucking knife. He's fucking cutting the skin off his fingers and shit, dude. My mom freaked out. She didn't even want to get in. I said, hey, mom, get in. Come on. I hit the fucking fist button, and this fool is looking at me. He gives me his fucking little blade and shit. He's like, what you think about this? What do you think I did to this guy? What do you think I told this guy?
I wouldn't have said nothing to the dude. I'd have said that's a nice knife, and I'd have got off on my floor, but I don't know what you did.
I had a boy knife, dog, a stick boy knife, not a switchblade, not a fucking butter knife, none of that shit. I mean, a scissor knife, none of that shit. I had an 8-inch Jim Boy knife. I pulled it out and I gave it to him. I said, "What you think about this?" And he was just shocked. You don't see me playing with my knife and shit. No, here's what I'm trying to say. If a motherfucker is a faggot, if he likes to suck on a dick or this and that, everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Do it behind the fucking closed doors. Don't talk about it. Don't try to force your fucking opinion down motherfuckers' throat. These motherfuckers are trying. This is a problem even in the military, dog. This motherfucker is being a problem in churches and shit. They're like, you gotta accept
this.
Motherfuckers don't have to accept you.
I'm not talking about the military. I'm not talking about
churches or any fucking place. Military is a fucking business. It's the most profitable business in the world. Guns, bullets, church. People talk about church or. It turned into a business. It is a business. It's business of these holy orders or whatever the fuck they want to. You know, it's God's business or whatever. But everything is a business. If Tom doesn't want to fucking hire a motherfucker that is, I don't know, Bruce Jenner, he doesn't want to hire him. He doesn't want to fucking hire an Arab motherfucker. He ain't got to hire him.
Yeah. Like I said, I think.
What have you said? What is your point? What are you trying to say, dog? Because you haven't, you've talked a whole lot of shit, but you ain't saying nothing. You ain't got no substance, dude.
No,
you ain't making a whole lot of sense and shit.
I made total fucking sense. I said, if these people want to do with their bodies and want to do with their sexual identity what they feel is right for them, then that should be separate from whether or not they can get a job, whether or not they can participate in society like everybody else.
Alex said it the right time, the first time, and the first caller, Alex from Norwalk, dog, he said these motherfuckers are nothing but a bunch of fucking attentionals. They ain't like fucking Tommy writing books, fucking coming up with cigars and this and that. And just like you, I don't think you've done much with your fucking life. So what's your high, what's your education level, my man? What's your education background, dog?
What?
How much money you make, man? What's your profession, man? You ain't shit. And you've been on the motherfucking phone. You ain't making no sense, though. You've been on the motherfucking phone looking, what's it called? Sounding like an attention whore and looking like an attention whore, dog. Huh?
Fuck
yeah,
you, buddy.
Get off the phone already, man. I ain't your buddy either, dog. Get off the phone.
I said I was about to
take me out.
Fuck you.
Man.
Fuck
take this bitch
you.
Out.
I said I was going to hang up. No, fuck you. I said I was going to hang up, and Tom said, hang on. This guy wants to talk to you, and I stayed on the phone. I ain't attention whore. I gave my opinion.
No, you've been an attention whore, dog, because I've been staying on the fucking phone for 50 minutes and shit.
Fuck
you, fool.
You and
all the way up your ass.
And fuck your fucking 8-inch Bowie knife, too. You don't scare me, nah. I know my way around the hood, motherfucker. You don't scare me a bit.
Hood, motherfucker, you won't get fucked, pretty pussy boy.
Yeah.
You won't get fucked, pussy boy.
We'll see about that shit.
You won't get fucked, pussy boy.
Uh-huh.
I'll make love to you, motherfucker. I'll make love to you, dog.
Yeah, fuck
yeah,
off.
I'm going to pop your cherry, motherfucker. When I love
you, you're on the goddamn download. That's your
fucking
problem.
No, I lost fucking motherfuckers. Like, after, and then I'm going to cut you a fucking little weenie, too, dog. I'm going to feed it to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to turn you into a fucking pussy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to see
like
you try
download,
to pull
bro.
Stuff onto me
sounds
accepting
like
you,
on
bitch.
The download, bro.
Motherfucker, I ain't your bro, dog. I ain't your motherfucking bro.
Sounds like you on the down low and you ain't too happy about it.
Yeah, I ain't your motherfucking bro, dog.
Yeah. Don't come on the fucking.
All right, guys, it's been a pleasure. I'm gonna move on now, but I want to thank both of you for calling in. Appreciate it. Wow. Wow. How do you feel about transgenders? 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number. 901-3000, Tom, come on, boys. Here's your last segment to get your opinion in about this. 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show at 901-3000, Tom. Well, we now have 11 reservations for our dinner in New York City. And so that is a go. That is definitely happening. And if you would like to join us at the table, it's a guarantee we're going to be there on Saturday night, June 3rd, 8:30 p.m. Dinner somewhere in Manhattan, in New York City. Many of the people who are coming to dinner are coming from other states and some from the five boroughs as well. So go to dinnerwithtom.com. By the way, we're about to announce a second dinner we're going to try to make happen in San Diego. And that date will be announced soon, but for details, go to dinnerwithtom.com right now. Dinnerwithtom.com. Looking forward to seeing you guys in New York on Saturday night, June 3rd. So be there or else. All right, Adam Sachs is here, and Adam, I want to ask you this question. I don't know what the rights are anymore, and California has a lot of discrimination laws they don't have on a federal level that they don't have in some other states. So if a 6'4" woman with an Adam's apple and big man hands comes into my office and wants to apply for a job, am I legally required to consider that person or not?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. What's happening, Tom, is something more strange than that. You know, you have people that are kind of crossing over. So you have a woman who walks into your office and says to you, I want you to know that I identify as a black man. And I want to be called he. And, you know, you have to go along with this sort of thing.
What?
There's a, no, it's true. There's a lot of concern. I don't know if you saw when they were doing some of these confirmations with Jeff Sessions and whatnot as Attorney General. The list is very long. They said, do you support the rights of the LGBTQPZXVBDJD, the transgender, genderqueer, non-binary, et cetera, et cetera. And the reality is that the laws don't always specifically refer to this, and it's not a new phenomenon, but generally speaking, you can't discriminate against anybody. You're just not supposed to. And what's happening...
What about, child molesters, convicted child molesters?
Well,
they've done their time, and by Megan's Law... or whatever law that is, they have to report their current whereabouts to the authorities. Many times they live in buildings. We had a building down the block from us in Culver City when we used to work on Lindblad Street. There's a building there that is primarily child molesters. Convicted child molesters
right.
who are now out. Am I required to consider them for employment?
Well, they have to go somewhere. Don't forget, criminal conviction is different. You know, broadly speaking, when you do background checks, to some degree, companies are checking people's credit, right? They're even checking people's Facebook, see if there's like naked pictures or whatever, and you're supposed to reflect properly on your organization. I would think that if somebody was going to be working with children or working at a school, you certainly wouldn't want to hire them if they had a conviction of being a child molester. And obviously, if they had been stealing, you wouldn't want them working with cash in a bank, you know? So there are certain...
But couldn't the argument be made, well, they did their time, and so therefore now you have to consider them just like anybody else. Couldn't that argument be made?
Technically, that's true. I mean, what do you think should be done with someone who, as you say, I don't know about child molesting, but in general, somebody who's gone to jail, who's paid their debt to society... And now they've been paroled, right? You want them to get back into society. If they can't get a job and no one's going to even talk to them about a job, then they're going to end up going back into crime, right? Don't you want to see them rehabilitated and so forth?
Well, let them hire them down at the DMV where there's a bunch of other misfits and freaks working.
You're never very positive about the people at the DMV, Tom. I don't know what that is.
No one. Well, I've had experience going to the DMV. I own four cars, so I'm very familiar with the DMV.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just your basic civil service job or whatever. I don't know how much to expect from those people. But, you know, broadly speaking, you have a very wide range of interviewing and the right to hire who you want to hire. And there are people that can make an allegation and say, you know, he didn't hire me because I was gay or because I was transgender. And you would just say, no, that's not true. We had other good candidates and I hired one of those or whatever. So it's pretty complicated. There are certain things you're not supposed to say, to your prospective employee in an interview. Like you don't say to your prospective employee, you seem old, you know, because how old are you? Because that's potentially age discrimination. Or if you say to someone, to a woman, are you thinking of having kids or are you a single mother? Do you have kids? Because that's also discrimination and so forth. So companies nowadays are very nervous about this kind of stuff and they have to really walk very carefully. And if you have someone come in, I mean, a better example, what if a woman comes in and she's wearing like a hijab or like a face covering, you know? And, and you don't give her the job. I mean, you know, that's her religion. That would be discrimination also. And that's becoming complicated. I was just reading that the military, like the Army of the United States, is going to allow soldiers, you used to have to be clean shaven and short haircut and everything. They're going to allow them to have beards if they're Muslim or to wear covers on their head or whatever, if they want to wear like a turban or whatever. even in just regular training and so forth, because they want to have it be inclusive. Don't you want to have an inclusive workplace, Tom?
No. No, okay. I don't.
Let me give you
one of the practical reasons why I don't. Because I say all kinds of things on this show that someone could say, oh, my God, you're creating a hostile work environment. I don't want those people being offended, their delicate little ears having to hear the things I say. So I don't want to hire those people.
Right, right. I think that's kind of where we're at. And I think that's the reality.
I would never be so stupid as to say, we don't hire chicks here. Or, that Adam's apple's got to go. I mean, I would just say, well, this looks like a great resume. We're going to keep this on file and we'll let you know.
Right, right. I think
no one would ever know that the reason why they didn't get the job.
Yeah, but so I think what that means essentially is that the people that do get burned for this are the ones who aren't careful, you know? So in other words, you're pretty outspoken, Tom, but I think if you were with the employee or the potential interviewee, you wouldn't say it to them directly. You would say, thank you for the interview, and we'll certainly get back to you if we're interested. And you wouldn't say it, like, in a way to their face, like, you know, hey, you suck, I'm not going to hire you because you're a Muslim, you know? Or Adam's apple, transgender or whatever.
Learn how to use foundation and come at me again.
I think that that's probably what goes on, where a lot of people get discriminated against, and it's sort of subtle. So it's not, you know, and not in the sense where people saying it right to your face, like maybe it used to be at one time, where they would put a sign up and say, you know, we don't want any Jews here or whatever. So it just seems that that it's much more esoteric and hard to prove. But I don't know how much of a percentage this is. It seems like a very, very vocal minority. But if you turned on the TV, you'd really think that there are tons and tons of transgender people everywhere. I mean, seriously, it's supposed to be a fraction of a percent. But then there's, you know, apparently so many of them around. I don't know if you even saw, but that that guy who leaked all the secrets to WikiLeaks just became... Obama gave him a pardon, and he became a woman, right?
Right. Yes.
That was kind of Chelsea Manning.
Right.
Used to be Brad Manning, right?
Yes, I don't know if Chelsea has a penis. I really don't know.
No, apparently after many years of petitioning. Chelsea is getting, by the way, at taxpayer expense, sex reassignment surgery.
Oh, you're killing me, Larry.
So they'll actually do it for prisoners. So there you go.
I saw one the other day, the first one ever done.
Anything's possible.
But the first one done, you know, that the government paid for. I just saw that.
But I remember, Tom, that you always kind of had your studio when you were doing terrestrial radio. You were like somewhere else, not on the regular area of the radio station, because you didn't want to be running into the ladies in the hallways or whatever.
We never wanted to work at a radio station ever. And for many, many years, we didn't. In fact, 15 years, we did the show at another location, always. Never at the station.
A secret location in Hollywood, as I recall.
Well, called Paramount Pictures, a super
secret
location.
Right.
But the point is that we were in like a bomb shelter studio in a basement somewhere where no one could see us or hear what we were doing or saying.
Right.
And
well, it seems to me that you know, if you're particularly now being a small business, where you only have... You know, I forget the exact number, but it's like 8 employees or 10 employees or something. You fall under a lot of the federal rules and so forth.
You mean beneath federal rules. In other words, with 5 employees, I don't think a lot of the rules apply to us.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that you can kind of get away with. I remember seeing that in one of those shows, and he had like 7 employees and he fired one of them. So now he only had 6. So he didn't, the federal laws didn't apply in the same way.
Right. And I can tell you, I'll be honest. If that's the case, that being below a certain number of employees would keep me below the radar. If I ever create new shows, each one will be a separate company. So that each
right.
one will have less than the minimum number of employees.
Well, that's what's happening paradoxically. We have people today that are part-time employees, and the companies would like maybe to make them full-time, but then if they do that, they have to extend a lot of benefits to them, and it's too costly, so they just get more part-timers or whatever. So these things do have effects. I mean, listen,
right.
I don't particularly hate the transgendered. I mean, if someone's transgendered, God help them, whatever. I just don't know, how well they're going to fit into the workforce. But, I mean, if they're hardworking, why do you care what they do in the privacy of their own house, right?
41% of them are going to kill themselves anyway, and that'll solve the problem right there.
Well, I didn't think about that, but I'm just saying. I mean, it's like having a gay employee. I mean, who cares? I really don't care.
But it's not like having a gay employee. 41%, according to a particular study that was done, 41% of the transgendered, whether they have gotten surgery or not, they've taken hormones or not, 41% of them have attempted suicide.
No, that's sad.
Why would I want that kind of heartache, stress, mental illness, whatever it is, why would I want that in my business?
I understand, but that's just a tragedy. I don't know, I don't know how much that would manifest in your work.
But it's not my tragedy. You see what I'm saying? I don't.
Yeah.
Why would I want to bring that in?
I understand.
I know one guy in the radio business who I know on and off has a drug problem. On and off is a boozer. He has totaled several of his cars. I don't want that guy working here. I don't care if
yet,
the reason
yet,
is gender reassignment surgery or craziness. I don't care what it is. Don't want him here.
I know the guy you're talking about, and I think he shows up for work every day, right?
So he goes through periods when he doesn't. One year he took 75 sick days.
All right, well.
That's 15 weeks off.
We've heard a lot of stories of directors who wanted to have a particular actor in their movie, and the actor was crazy. I remember reading about Marlon Brando, who refused to study the script or whatever. He was doing all kinds of nutty stuff. And, if they wanted to work with him, they had to put up with the nonsense that came with working with that actor. And so when you talk about...
But no one ever got sued for not hiring Marlon Brando.
Yes, I understand. I'm saying the idea that we talk about today, we don't say that someone is an alcoholic. We say that they have a disease, They're the victim. We feel bad for them because they have to cope with whatever it is that's working against them. So
never mind
that
when they
always
don't show up to work or they attack other employees, that we become the victims. No problem with us being victims.
I understand, but we don't say, for example, that someone who's transgendered is supposed to be something that they didn't choose, It's something that happened to them.
Well,
something that they didn't necessarily want.
They chose to have surgery.
No, but I mean...
They chose to take hormones.
No, I understand, but the idea is that this is something that the analogy is like skin color. It's like they didn't choose to be transgender. It's the way they were born or whatever.
I don't happen to agree with that. And in fact, there are people who say they're transgender who still have their normal plumbing that they had that they were born with.
I'm telling you, I saw this woman on TV who looked like a woman, as it were, and she said that she identifies as a black man. And we're supposed to kind of smile and go along with that,
Well, but are we supposed to do that legally? If Rachel Dolezal says I'm a black woman, do we have to accept what she says?
Great example,
By law?
The real question you have to ask yourself is who cares? If she wants to be a black man or a black woman or whatever the hell she is, I'd say, okay, great, you're a black woman, you know, great, good for you. I mean,
but the point is, that is someone who's looking to sue me at some point in time. The minute I say you're a white woman or whatever that might offend her, she's a possible lawsuit waiting to happen. And on top of that, I think it's delusional. I don't particularly care to work with people who are delusional.
There's definitely something wrong with her. There's a lawyer, actually, since you're talking about this radio personality. There's a lawyer that I know, this lady lawyer, who goes to work for various firms, spends a little bit of time there, usually a month or two, and then sues them for discrimination. And she's done this already quite a few times. And she's, you know, gotten these different settlements from all these different firms. And I can tell you, I think that she has problems getting hired now. Because I think the word got out, like Marlon Brando, that this person's crazy and you don't want to really deal with them because they're going to cause problems.
Right. For example, I would never hire someone who ever sued their employer, even if they were right.
Yeah, but you're saying essentially that you think that there's a threshold that if someone's transgendered, they're going to tend to have other problems. And they're going to end up,
well,
you know,
like
having
41% of them are going
to
try to kill themselves.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, as an example.
That's not good. That is definitely.
I don't want that. I don't want that in my company. I want that in my office.
Right. Well, the bottom line is that I would say to you or to any other employer that you have to tread very, very carefully, because even if you meet this person for one interview and you're fairly nice and casual about it, they certainly can go to the government, and there is a hypersensitivity now. Where it's like, oh, my God, look what you did. You discriminated against someone. And if this person really believes that, you know, it's because of this surgery or, like you keep saying, the Adam's apple or whatever, you know, you're exposing yourself. And nowadays, if you're a company, Tom, if you have assets and you're a business of some kind, you got people looking to, you know, screw you up. You have to be really careful.
I will never tell anybody, get shaved down that Adam's apple and let's try another interview. I would just tell everybody, the qualified and the unqualified, nice resume, I'm going to hold on to this, and if we need you, we'll call you. That's what I'm going to tell everybody. So everybody will get treated the same.
Well, that's probably very smart, but you also have said all of this on the air, right?
I have.
You're sort of on record, right? So
I have only five employees, and my plan is to never have more than the minimum number of employees to have to obey that law.
Right. Well, that's a different issue. You were also suggesting something smart, that if you were going to expand, and you, let's say you were making an array of radio stations, that you would do it under separate companies or something like that.
Correct. That'd be a different LLC for each company, for each show.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have like five employees each or whatever.
For every company. That's it.
That's an interesting structure. That's a good idea. That might work. But I think
you've
really gone
out of your way. The total cost of that, as
you
may know, it's $800 a year in tax, you know, minimum tax for each LLC.
Right.
So it costs $800 to make myself immune to this stupidity.
But you've also gone on record now and said, you know, how you feel about this. I mean, you've already admitted that you discriminate against hiring women, right?
Because I'm not required. First of all, I haven't had women apply for jobs here. Everybody's been hired because I know them or because someone who works with me knows them. So we never had an ad. We never had, you know, went out and, you know, did what some companies try to do. You know, they get a flatbed truck and a megaphone and they drive through Watts going, "We're looking for clerical help." We don't do that. You know, every time we have brought somebody in, they're either somebody I've worked with in the past, and I say, "I need you, come over here," or somebody else who works with us has brought them in.
Right.
You know what? Mike Timpson didn't appear out of thin air, and he didn't respond to an ad. He worked with Dean J. D'Amelio. And,
right.
And so when we needed a new person to do what Mike does, Dean brought him in. Then when we were, you know, hammering Mike and he was working a lot of hours and he had other things too. Couldn't work too many hours. Dean and Mike had worked with our friend Jose, and now he comes in and does work right here. So we don't place ads and then go through this interview process. It's all by nepotism.
Yes. I think it might be limiting in some way, Tom, because, I mean, your business obviously functions okay with 5 employees. But if you were, you know, growing and growing like Google or whatever, this would be a problem. And this is where human resources comes from.
But like I say, if every project had its own LLC, its own operations manager, its own Dean, its own Mike, its own Jose, then, you know, I think that's how we beat this back. I think that's how we keep from having to obey those dopey laws.
It's definitely the wave of the future. I can tell you, it's not my area, really, but I get a lot of calls from people who tell me that they've been discriminated against by their employer and want to sue, you know? And a lot of the stories are kind of silly, you know? A lot of the people got fired, and from the stories they tell me, it sounds like they really deserved it, you know? And so, you know, people leave with hard feelings. And, you know, you're not going to have a job like in Japan or whatever from when you're 18 until when you retire. Most likely people are going to go through different experiences at work and different jobs, and you have to be able to leave with a little bit of grace, you know? And there's a whole...
Well, the only people we've ever fired at this company in all these years... were salespeople who didn't sell enough. And we could prove it. You were supposed to sell X, and you came up short. So,
but I'm telling you, I think that things have changed where people now look at their old job, and, you know, we have this kind of society, especially with women, that people want revenge. And they say, you know, that company screwed me, and, you know, maybe I didn't make the sales targets, but they didn't treat me right, and they discriminated and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's amazing, you know, how we have this litigiousness where people always expect to, you know, get paid somehow. But somehow it's coming to them.
We've had two people claim unemployment who never worked for the company.
Well, there you go.
Or who were never fired by our company.
How do you explain that? There you go.
They probably thought that I would never notice that they were getting payments from unemployment. I responded in both cases and said, I didn't fire these people.
Right.
One of them I said specifically, if he'd like to come back, he can start tomorrow.
I wonder if I stopped doing the show, if I could claim unemployment. Wow.
Good question.
That's a good one, Tom. I'll have to keep that in mind.
Adam, thanks for coming to our rescue today. We needed the answer to that question.
For and, sure. Great to talk to you again. I'll see you soon.
Really appreciate it. Look for Adam, by the way. He'll be here with his own appearance, as he does every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, everybody, for calling in on this segment. And by the way, coming up next, our most popular feature, it's Be Funny. If you know how to be funny in 10 seconds or less, call me now. The number is 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-866.
Your friends say you're fucking hilarious. Prove it. Be funny. Now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes, I am.
College sex sucks now.
What?
According to a new book called American Hookup, The New Culture of Sex on Campus. Listen to this. Average graduating senior has hooked up just 8 times in 4 years. 8. That's one bang a semester.
They're not in the right college. I'll tell you that.
Almost one third of college students never hook up at all. A third.
That 8 is a Tuesday at Arizona State.
Right.
Tempe, Arizona provides.
And this is so typical of our times. We've talked about this because a lot of people blame this on porn. Those who do hook up report mixed feelings about their experience. With 1 in 3 saying the intimate experience was traumatic or difficult to handle. You have to be fucking kidding me.
Man.
Yeah.
College done changed.
There's this whole thing about people, especially younger kids that hook up. Now they're incredibly disappointed. It doesn't meet their expectations because they're jacking off to this crazy porn, and then they and then when they get with the broad that, you know, is the last one at the bar at you know, their college watering hole, and it turns out to suck.
There's nothing wrong with like a Jello shot party and then getting down. Again, what is the goddamn problem?
I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, once a semester seems awfully light, considering there's just so much going for them, you know?
Especially the first, like, week before school even starts, then you get these 18-year-old girls who have never been away from home ever, and they're out of control. Mm.
And I'm sure there are organizations handing out condoms on campus. You can get, not only can you get tons of booze, even if you're not legal, you can only imagine the party drugs you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I mean, yeah.
Where's the problem here? This sucks.
I blame them. This is all their phone fault. Mm-hmm.
Tell you about a guy in Minneapolis who had a hell of a time the other night. He ended up being drunk. He drove into a ditch.
Yeah.
A young woman who happened to drive on by and noticed this got out of her car. Turns out she was a nurse. She approached the car, and there in the car is this drunk guy who just drove into a ditch banging this chick in the front seat.
They kept going.
And they kept going. They just ignored it.
It's like a movie about that called Crash.
Right. Exactly. And then at some point he got out of the car, asked the woman if they could have a ride. She was like, no. I just called 911. And apparently when the cops got there, they found that the woman had vomit on her pants, and also there was vomit all over the passenger side floor of the car.
And I guess our friend had allegedly resisted arrest.
Yes, he did.
He also, in addition to that, was swearing and making lewd comments to deputies.
Yeah. Deputies asked him how much he had drunk. He said, you tell me. And then they asked him where he lived. He said, you tell me.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where he was at.
Go back to the Adam Sachs school, how to handle yourself upon arrest.
Well, banging the girl before you go to jail is not a bad idea. He's doing better than most college kids. Finally, it looks like that Future and Ciara have settled their situation with the child custody.
Right. They've agreed to joint custody, and I guess Ciara will have most of the kid as far as custody is concerned.
I could sleep well tonight because I was worried about this.
I was, too.
That Future, you know?
Yeah.
You want him to have a bright one.
Apparently he does now.
Yeah, well, it turns out she's just going to keep the kid most of the time anyway. But it's joint custody. We'll call it joint custody. It'll be fine.
Correct.
It's plenty more news for guys.com. And, of course, you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.